Governor Kristi Noem is proposing a $4.9 billion budget for fiscal year 2021. Included is a $22 million increase in general funds from fiscal year 2020's budget. Despite that, Noem calls it a lean budget and a reflection of where the state government is at this year. Joining us for a look through the reflection at what's behind her proposed budget is SDPB's Lee Strubinger. He joins us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City space. Lee, thanks for being here.
Hey, good to be here.
All right. Governor Noem is calling it a lean year for state government. What's driving that?
Well, the hit that the state took in the ag sector this year with the trade wars, the weather, rain, and flooding. Noem is anticipating about $6 million in a revenue decrease this current fiscal year, but about $28 million increase next fiscal year. The biggest chunk out of the general fund between fiscal years is anticipating an upcoming federal legislation that really impacts the state budget. So starting in July, the state will lose the ability to tax internet access services. This was legislation that was driven by Senator John Thune. He introduced it in 2015, and it eliminated a grandfather clause in federal law that allows states to tax for that service. So starting July 1st, the state can no longer seek that tax. And Noem says last year, they thought the impact to the state budget would be less.
Originally last year during legislative session, we thought the implementation of the Internet Tax Freedom Act would hit the state budget at about $10 to $15 million, and from doing more research over the last 12 months we found that it's actually larger than that. So that's why you'll see a $30 million tax burden relief from South Dakota families. $20 million of that will come off the state's revenue, which means we need to reduce that spending as well.
Some lawmakers anticipate freeing up that $30 million in additional revenue could lead to some increased economic activity. Noem is anticipating an increase of $36.6 million in sales and use tax from fiscal year 20 to fiscal year 21.
All right. Governor Noem is recommending a smaller budget next fiscal year, but you're saying the state is anticipating an increase in sales tax collection.
Sure. So real quick, you know, about a third of the budget is federal funds. Another third of the budget is called general funds. And about another third of the budget is what we call other funds. And so I reached out to Liza Clark, who is the head of the Bureau of Finance and Management. She said those other funds are largely due to special appropriations for the Board of Regents that passed last year and other funds that are derived from other sources of revenue, general and federal sources, special taxes and fees and those sorts of things. So there's about $57.4 million decrease from fiscal year 20 to fiscal year 21. But the general funds is what the state is mostly in charge of, which is about $1.7 billion. And a lot of that budget is already put in place. The reduction in the overall budget is coming largely from that other funds category.
No recommendation for cost of living adjustment for state employees, education, and providers. Did she expand on that decision?
She did. During a press conference following the governor's budget address, she says in lieu of those inflation increases, her office found other areas in education and provider funding the state needs to address. She says the money is heading to education, but just not the inflationary increase, which the state law is either 3% or the rise of inflation, whichever is less. The state is seeing more K-12 enrollment increases, which they say is projected to increase by approximately 1%. Noem says about $1 million. That's a cost of about $1 million. She's also proposing adjustments of $14 million for special education. She's proposing $4.1 million for the employee health plan, and she says she wants to focus on the family leave policy for employees. I spoke with State Senator Reynold Nessebe following the budget address, and he's a Democrat from Sioux Falls. He says he's worried about what he calls a wage cut on state employees, educators, and medical providers.
That inflation's been at 1.5%. If we fail to give them a cost of living adjustment, that means they're moving backwards. It wasn't that many years ago that we were 50th in the country in terms of teacher pay. And our failure to keep up, we're going to be right back at 50th place again. And that's not where we want to be. South Dakota's better than that, and our kids deserve better.
Nessebe, you know, also said, you know, when it comes to the fiscal year 2021 budget, you know, appropriators are forecasting 18 months ahead, and so he says there will likely be some mid-course corrections, he called it.
The governor is recommending $3.7 million for meth treatment and enforcement. What do we see that money going toward? What does she propose that money should go toward?
Sure. $3 million of that, she says she wants to go towards treatment facilities, and $700,000 of that to go to law enforcement. So last session, Noam asked for funding for 4 highway patrol troopers to specifically focus on meth, as well as 2 DCI agents to focus on investigations and meth trafficking through the state. She says she wants the tools necessary to go after the issue with law enforcement, but that the $3 million is designed specifically for meth treatment. She says most federal dollars are targeted towards opioids.
And we do have opioid addiction problems in the state of South Dakota, but overwhelmingly our problem is still meth. About 80%, and even more than that, that go through our court system that have addiction issues, over 80% of them have to do with meth. So that's why in my budget I've made it a priority to make sure that we're funding treatment, because as we've seen more and more requests come in, and more people contacting the helpline and accessing the website, we want to make sure we actually have places that we can place them to get the kind of help that they need.
So during the summer study this year, the Division of Behavioral Health surveyed 12 of their contracted agencies that provide publicly funded residential treatment services or meth treatment. And they wanted to understand the demand for those services. And based on the results, and these numbers are coming from the Department of Social Services, they estimated a need of 55 low-intensity residential treatment services beds and 21 intensive inpatient beds for an estimated cost of about $3.3 million. And so the governor is you know, proposing almost as much as what Department of Social Services said was their need. I asked Republican Speaker of the House, Stephen Haugaard, who chaired the Offenses Regarding Controlled Substances Committee this summer. I asked him if that $3.7 million for intensive meth treatment and law and enforcement was enough.
Well, you can always say you need more, but as far as the number of beds needed and the treatment costs associated with that, you know, we need to fine-tune those numbers, but those are getting into the right category. At least that shows that we have an opportunity to get people into a longer-term care and actually see them succeed in their recovery.
Now, Governor Noam is also pointing to $5.1 million to improve the state radio infrastructure for law enforcement and first responders, $5 million for what she calls the Connect South Dakota Initiative, Internet into Rural Communities. Absent from that budget address was talk of collections from remote sellers and potential changes to the Partridge Amendment. It seems like that was all we were talking about not too long ago. Why was that absent from her budget address proposal?
Noam says the state did not see revenues coming in the door from online sales tax collections that would trigger a reduction to the sales tax rate. The Partridge Amendment, real quick, is a mechanism in state law that reduces the state sales tax by 0.1% for every $20 million in online revenue raised. She says the $20 million threshold was never met, and that could have been for several reasons, but her budget proposal didn't reflect it because the statute didn't get triggered by the amount that was coming in the door. Noam says there's uncertainty in how to account for where sales tax is coming from and how it's defined.
I'm sure that will be a debate that legislators will have. It's something that we've talked about for several legislative sessions now, and that they'll be bringing something forward as far as ideas. And as the appropriators dig into the actual dollars, they'll find out exactly where revenue is coming from and the fact that it wasn't as much as they had originally anticipated.
Despite that, during the executive board meeting among lawmakers yesterday morning before the budget address, the Partridge Amendment and online collections came up. Generally speaking, you have two philosophies on how to handle that amendment. Senate Republicans are saying it's a shift in spending and therefore kind of a wash. House Republicans are pushing to tie the amendment to an overall increase in revenue and not just internet revenue to trigger that sales tax reduction.